Rav Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hay. V'chein shnei kelim, echad yafa mana, v'echad yafa elef zuz. Also, if you have two kelim similar to the previous Mishnah, one was worth one mana. It's interesting that the word worth here is yafa. So one was worth one mana, and one was worth elef zuz, 10 times 100 zuz. It's worth 1,000 zuz. Ze omer yafa shali, v'ze omer yafa shali. So one guy says, the nicer one, the one that's worth 1,000 is mine. And the other one says, no, it's mine. No sin is a cotton la'ech mehen. So first you give the one that's worth 100 to one of them. Umitocha gadol no sin deme cotton l'sheni. And from the one that's worth more, you give the common denominator, which is 100, out of that 1,000, you give to the second guy. Now what do you do with this larger vessel, meaning the one that's worth more? So the Rav says that you would sort of take it apart, take a piece out of it, break it, and sell 100 zuz of it, 1/10 of it, to use that money to pay the first guy. V'hashar yemunach ad sheyavo Eliyahu. And the remaining 900 out of that more expensive kli, you leave over till Eliyahu Navi comes. The Miri says, though, this is only if you wouldn't destroy the kli. Like, if it's made out of gold or silver, by breaking it, it still has its value. But if something, by breaking it, it's going to destroy it, and it's like worthless, then you can't even break it. However, some Rishonim learn, the Rashba learns that they would never break it physically. They would always sell the kli, sell the more expensive kli. And then they would just use a smaller portion, meaning $100 of the $1,000 from the sale of that larger kli, they would give it to the other one. Amar Rabbi Yosi Imken, Mahiv Sin Aramai, just like the previous case, he has nothing to lose. He's always going to say that the 200 is his. Ela kol yemunach ad sheyavo Eliyahu. Rather, you put the whole thing away until Eliyahu Navi comes, so this way the Ramai will for sure tell the truth. And the Chiddush, it almost seems like the same case. Why is the Mishnah repeating little difference between the previous Mishnah and this Mishnah? So the Teretz is, there's a Tzrichaso, that in this case, when either you're going to destroy it, like the Meiri says, or according to the Rashba, a person, like we're going to soon see, would rather have his own kli than just money. And if you sell the larger item, the real owner is never going to get his kli back. So I may think that in this case, the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yosi that you don't sell it, rather you leave it munach ad sheyavo Eliyahu, kamash v'lan. That's the Chiddush of this Mishnah, and the previous Mishnah is the Chiddush in Rabbi Yosi.